You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. that's what I would call a contrast, and a worthy contrast. What you just heard was the remarkably talented composer and clarinetist Evan Christopher with a song of his own composition on his most recent CD, which was issued this year, although it was recorded last year. Waltz for All Souls is the name of the selection. It was on the CD, the Arbor's CD, Remembering Song. And Evan Christopher was among the group that we heard at Hamilton College last week. And boy, did we like that. That was such a great show. And he played this. But this is from his actual CD, and we are thrilled. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard, and I thought it was worth playing this evening. Electric guitar is James Cirillo. On acoustic guitar, who was also at the concert, was Bucky Pizzarelli. And on bass, you had Greg Cohn. Before that, in a slightly different and more ironic vein, perhaps, Kurt Vile's attempt at writing an American pop song, or at least his impression thereof, and played in contrast to the selection before that, Lottie Lenya with Alabama song, 1955. This is Radiola, and we're going to get right back into acoustic recordings here. Speaking of things you may know, I always thought this song had been written for the movie. I didn't realize it was this old. The Columbia Band, military band, I would have to say, in 1919, playing the Colonel Bogey March.
Thank you. your blues a little while. Now pram, Jenny pram, don't dance, Jenny pram, but don't stop, up down, round the town. Ha-da, pick him up, ha-ha, lay him down. Now Jenny walk, walk, Jenny day, walk those blues away. Step, Jenny, Jenny step, step, Jenny show your step. Wait, Jenny, Jenny wait, don't you move like Sister Kate. Swing, Jenny, Jenny swing, sing any little thing. Strut, Jenny, Jenny strut, shake your feet and nothing else but.
And there's the Memphis Five on the label, Billy Jones on the vocal. They're actually the original Memphis Five, and including Ray Kitchingham, the banjoist. But normally it was the original Memphis Five, all the usual people in there. Charlie Pinelli was on trombone instead of Miss Miff Mole, but all the rest of them were there, including Phil Napoleon, of course, and Jimmy Lytell. Walk, Jenny Walk, 1923. Before that, Isham Jones with his own selection, his own song, Swinging Down the Lane. Seems to be a mobility theme here. Now, that's also from 23, beginning with the Columbia Band, the Colonel Bogey March, which I hope you whistled along if you felt like it. Please don't be shy. That was 1919, and I couldn't believe, as I said, the song was that old. It's just amazing. So this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and this is an Autumn Crunch edition. As you can hear, some of those are rather crunchy, but no one's going to complain. At least I'm not, because the music is great, even if there is a bit of crackle still present. And we're going to proceed now with Fred Hillebrand. And he was a comic singer of some note, because I seem to have a lot of his records. But here he was recording for OK in 1923, bad jokes and all, 3,000 years ago.
That's the way they used to talk 3,000 years ago. I met two Egyptian mummies from King Pharaoh's tomb. They dug them up 3 months ago, but they don't know by whom. They told me all about King Tut and everything they knew. And all the things they spoke about I'll now translate for you. The world has changed an awful lot, they want you all to know. But they still hear the jokes they told 3,000 years ago. Back in the days of Pharaoh, all the women didn't dress. But after looking at the girls today, they wear much less. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum-tee-dee-um-bum-bee-dee-bee-dee-bum, 3,000 years ago. Two little recitations that I wrote, one while I was intoxicated, the other while I was drunk. He slipped upon a banana peel with a fall that made him wince. We picked him up and we carried him home, and he hasn't banana wear since. Wasn't that good? Last year, while over in Italy, I looked at the evening sky, and as I stood, the twilight fell, and I saw the day go by. Wasn't that good? Hocus, pocus, flintus, lollipop, alley, up, woof, woof. Which means in Egyptian lingo, I'm the horse's hoof. Old King Pharaoh had 200 wives to treat him rough. Today, if you've got just one wife, you've got it tough enough. Then every woman wore a veil to hide her face from view. I saw a lot of girls today who ought to wear 'em too. The ladies would salam the men, or else they'd get the sack. If you salam the girls today, you bet they'll slam you back. Years ago, they rode on camels and they felt like lords. They were lucky 'cause they didn't have to ride in Fords. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum kitty um bum beady beady bum, 3,000 years ago.
Laughing when I hear the married men keep bragging all their lives of how they fool their wives. You boys may fool the girls just once or twice. You might be kidding yourselves, so take some good advice. Maybe you think you're fooling baby, maybe you do. Maybe she isn't such a baby. Here's a surprise to you. Maybe she's wise to you. Maybe she's quite a clever baby. Knows you right through. When you're out on those parties with some of your chums, do you think she sits at home and twiddles her thumbs? Maybe, but while you're fooling baby, baby may be fooling you. In any drugstore booth, you'll hear some married youth give wife some lame excuse so he can run round loose. I'd like to make a bet he'd get up right to hear the rest of the calls that wife he gets that night. Maybe you think you're fooling baby, maybe you do. Maybe she isn't such a baby. Here's a surprise to you. Maybe she's wise to you. Maybe she's quite a clever baby. Knows you right through. When you're out playing poker, you'd better beware. Do you think she stays at home and plays solitaire? Maybe. But while you're fooling baby, baby may be fooling you.
No doubt you've wondered why the person who will ask them can expect the same reply. Did you ever take a girl a box of chocolates after tea and notice how she grabs it and then says, "Is this for me?" Foolish question, and you answer with a smile, "No, the sweets are for your father, little girl, but you can hold them for a while. I wanted you to see the box because the ribbon looks so gay. That's all." "Is it for me?" As if she didn't know. There's a silly question, eh? And then you all have met the man who stops you on your way and asks you where you're off to. Then listens while you say, "I've just come from the funeral of my poor old school chum friend." And then, as soon as you've told him, he'll say, "Why, is he dead?" Foolish question. And you might as well reply, oh, no. He always thought that first he would be buried and then afterwards he'd die. Yes, poor Fred was so original, he wanted it that way. Is he dead? Is he dead and you've just come from his... Well, I mean, there's a silly question, eh? Then early in the morning, as your wife sits around the place, she sees you take a shaving brush and lather up your face. Then, as you give the razor a preliminary wave, she's sure to say, hello, dear. Are you going to have a shave? Oh, foolish question. But you don't get cross, I hope. No, you smile and say, huh? Am I going to shave? No, I like the taste of soap. The razor? Yes, I'm going to chop the wood with that today.
Am I going to shave?
Get out or I'll cut your throat. Well, there's a silly question, eh? It'd serve her right if he meant it, wouldn't it? You're thinking perhaps of marriage. So you find the proper girl and you take her to the altar with your brain all in a whirl. Then the parson asks the silliest thing you've heard in all your life. He says, will you this woman take to be your wedded wife? Foolish question. And you feel you want to say, no, I brought her in to see the decorations and to hear the organ play. But I don't mind marrying her while I'm here to pass the time away. Will you? Will you with her family standing round you? There's a silly question, eh?
And that was Ada Reeve, and that was recorded in Britain. In fact, it was recorded very slowly, about 75. I had to adjust it. But that was, in order to get it to play in A-flat, that is. And Foolish Questions, 1916. I have not looked up Ada Reeve. I think she might have been in music hall, or maybe she was a little more classy than that. Who knows? But she was definitely of that recording over there rather than here, although it was issued on a regular Victor with a little crown stamp in the shellac to let you know it wasn't one a local recording. Before that, Vaughn DeLeith, Maybe You Think You're Fooling Baby, Baby being you know who, and that was 1922. I like that. That's a good one. Before that, Fred Hillebrand with his recitations and his song 3,000 Years Ago from 1923, and what can you say? It's fun stuff. It's necessary, I suppose. I felt it fit there, so there it is. This is Radiola, and if it doesn't fit, we won't force it, but if it kind of fits, we'll use it. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the determiner of all what fits here. We're going to leap into the ahead a bit here to 1930. Waring's Pennsylvanians, Claire Hanlon and the Three Girlfriends with Little White Lies.
Thank you. The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white
Cupid takes command. Her eyes reveal a love that's real, and the sweet smile I see is heavenly. And then her lips meet mine with kisses so divine. Although 'tis but a dream, I offer thanks, for then I seem to be in a paradise. Thank you.
a little bit less? Could you love me a little bit more? If you'd only give in to me, we could begin to be closer than ever before. You'd be making my life a success if you'd give me a break and say yes. If I knew where I stood with you, I could make good with you, baby. My skies could all be sunny, sunny the whole day through. Life could be milk and honey, honey, it's up to you. Won't you like me a little bit less? Won't you love me a little bit more? If you love me a little bit, love me a little bit more.
And what you heard there was Will Osborne and his orchestra, Nedra Gordinier. I'm going to try to pronounce it that way. If you like me a little bit less and love me a little bit more, then God knows what's going to happen. That was 1933. Before that, we had Adrian Schubert, Charlie Lawman on the vocal on a crown, and that is a crunchy crown indeed, Paradise. From 1932, beginning with Waring's Pennsylvanians, Claire Hanlon and the Three Girlfriends. Three? That's excessive. Little White Lies. I guess if you have three girlfriends, you have to tell little white lies occasionally. From 1930. This is Radiola, and I will definitely try not to tell you any little white lies or any huge whopping lies or any lies that might be brought up later in testimony. So you can hold me to that. I'll swear on a stack of discographies. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to be swearing a lot lately, but not during the show. This takes it down a notch here on Radiola. I love this. It's Lee Sims, of course, on a Brunswick in 1926. And the song is Tenderly, but it's not the same Tenderly you've heard before. But it's a beautiful recording. And here's Lee Sims.
Thank you. life we strayed, and all the plans that we made. That night the orchestra played the song I love. Our passion burst into flame. You said the song was to blame, and that's just why it became the song I love. Is our flame of love now just an ember? And have you forgotten all that I remember? Or do you wish I were near? And do you cry for me, dear, the way I cry when I hear the song I love?
Hotel Pennsylvania Music, which would have been Phil Spitalny, Jack Miller and the Paul Sisters. At least they weren't girlfriends. I don't give them that. 1930, The Perfect Song. And that was the theme of the Amos and Andy Show for many, many years. And it's a lovely tune. I think it was also used earlier in other applications, but I think that was the most, probably the most notable use of it for many years. Lovely, lovely tune. Before that, appropriately enough, Lou Gold and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman, 1928, The Song I Love, off a nice clean harmony there. Beginning with Lee Sims with Tenderly, 1926. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm, you know, these are all songs I love, and a lot, or at least like a lot, and they may not be perfect, but nothing is. They're just enjoyable, that's all. Keep them going. On Radiola, we proceed with Adrian Rollini again. A lot of Adrians on this show, by the way. That's okay. It's Adrian night here. In addition to Autumn Crunch, Adrian Rollini's orchestra, The Other Side of Sugar, 1934, Riverboat Shuffle. Thank you. And there's the Dorsey Brothers, the St. Louis Blues, and that is a hot St. Louis Blues from 1934. And that goes out to my friend Monk Rowe. He played it the other night. He sat in with him, so that's for Monk. That's a really good St. Louis Blues. Before that, Adrian Rollini and 1934 Riverboat Shuffle, both off Decca's and both speed corrected too for your approval. So if you have to play along, you can do it. They're in key. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I do try to sing on key when I do sing, but I try not to sing all that often, just for good taste. And we're going to finish up with Adrian Schubert again. Irving Kaufman on the vocal. This is about another Bell Record Orchestra. Occasionally Fred Hall turns up on this side, but this is, I'm guessing, this is Adrian Schubert. 1926, and this is how I'm saying it. Good night. I'll see you in the morning.